This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic. You're listening to another episode here on The Mindful Experiment. This week, I had such a fascinating interview with Tom Palladino. And this conversation may be a little out there for some, but Tom brings the science to back it up. And he is really testing some stuff out. And it's really cool. We dived into something with scalar energy. We talked about Nikola Tesla. The technology of what we talk about is actually what Nikola Tesla proved and utilized back in 1890s to early 1900s. So it's not something that's new per se. This is kind of ancient, and not ancient, it's old, but it's been around. And Nikola Tesla created some amazing things for civilization, but didn't happen. In this episode, Tom's going to talk about that technology. He's going to show, and if you're listening to the audio, I highly recommend checking out our YouTube channel, The Mindful Experiment, and you'll see him light a light bulb without even touching the Tesla coil. And he'll talk about the power behind it. He lights some other things up and generates some other things with it and how it's just using the Tesla coil and so forth. But to talk a little bit about Tom, Tom is on a personal mission to make a difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore optimal health and enhance their quality of life. Scalar energy, or known as scalar light, works with the quantum field, the consciousness of the universe, to activate the body's own innate healing ability. Tom's technology works through a person's photograph and has the power to break down the molecular bonds of over 400,000 pathogens, bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, and much more in the body. He has programs for anti-aging, hormones, and nutrition, to name a few. And scalar energy also helps with balancing chakras, removing toxins, deepening spirituality, improving cognitive function, and overall well-being. Scalar energy also works for pets, animals, and plants. So this, it seems like the silver bullet, right? It's the one and all. But when you understand the depths of energy in quantum world, there is that energy, which he says is also scalar. And when we can shift and elevate that energy or scale in the body or wherever we're utilizing it for, it raises its vibe. That aligns with the law of vibration. And when we raise the law of everything happens based upon the vibration, what we emit and put into the field. And so I've talked about this before on the podcast. And that's why I enjoyed this topic so much and enjoyed my interview with Tom. I had to cut it short at almost 30 minutes, but I will tell you, he's probably somebody I would love to have back on, and I will. because I could have talked to him for hours about each little thing, but I wanted to give little snippets to give you guys a little something to nibble on as we go through each different element of what Scalar can do, the science behind it, and how it can work. So without any further ado, here is my wonderful interview with Tom Palladino. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Victor.
I'm excited to have you on. I love what you're up to. I love Scalar Energy. I don't even know if I've talked about it much at all on this podcast, so it's going to be very exciting for me, at least for the listeners. I know they're going to be like, what is this and what are we doing here? So thanks for taking the time to be with us. Before we get into all that good stuff, and this is also good stuff too, my listeners know, how did you get into Scalar Energy? Like, what's your story? What's the background here?
I call it the path less traveled. When I was young, I was enthralled with the work of Nikola Tesla, the great electrical engineer. Well, I realized that Tesla was not only an expert with electrical engineering, he also delved into radiant energy or free energy, what I call scalar energy. So to put it in a nutshell, I studied Tesla when I was young. I knew that Tesla was onto something, and I've continued on with his work with this type of scalar energy instrumentation.
That's pretty cool. I mean, he's the one guy that I remember when someone told me, you got to check out Nikola Tesla. I'm just in the chiropractic school. I'm like, who's Nikola Tesla? Like, you never heard of Nikola Tesla? I was like, I never came up in stuff that I studied, you know, growing up, learning. They're like, just, you're the type of guy I think you'll be fascinated about him. And all of a sudden, as soon as I started looking into his work, I was like, why isn't he talked about so much? Like, what is it, 1,000+ things that he created we still use today?
Yeah. He far eclipsed Westinghouse and Edison. He far outpaces them. Why don't we learn more about this? Well, Tesla was on to free energy. And those in power don't want free energy, simply stated.
Yeah. So what is free energy? For the listeners hearing this, just if you don't mind explaining, what is free energy?
Scalar energy is free energy. What do I mean by that? All that energy is pulsating from our sun, from the stars. It's actually a pulsation. So what is the animating force behind the stars? Scalar energy. I frankly believe it's a divine energy. So that's the energy that powers the universe. Well, obviously, the universe doesn't have a power plant. What's the point here? We're tapping into the free energy field of the universe. This is what Tesla later in his life had tapped into. Star energy, sun energy. It's not electricity. So these instruments broadcast free energy. I'll give the audience an example. I hold in my hand a light bulb. It's a fluorescent light bulb. It's in its factory packaging. There's so much energy coming off that Tesla coil. It will provide free energy. It'll illuminate the light bulb. So this is the free energy that I envision for the world. An energy device like this, which could power not only a light bulb, but a home, a factory. So this is where we're going with this energy. Free energy, scalar energy, it's the energy of the sun and the stars.
I love that. And I think that's where, I forgot where I read this from, but it's like, the evolution of civilizations on planets. I'm just going to use Earth as an example, right? You use the sources of, the Earth or something like that, then you tap into the sun, but it's not the sun like you're talking about right now. But then eventually we do expand to that level to where all of a sudden we use those things where it can take us beyond, you know, we could travel space and all these different things like we've seen in the movies and shows to a certain degree. And it just seems like that with the Tesla coil and stuff, what you just showed here for people who are watching the video version of this, if not, check it out on YouTube, it'll be there. But how you just lit up that light bulb by just putting it right in front of it.
Yeah. This is Tesla was able to do that. Tesla had in Colorado Springs, he had a scalar energy tower, and he was able to plant light bulbs in the ground. And at a distance, he could illuminate those light bulbs that were planted in the ground. Well, he demonstrated free energy. And that's a demonstration of free energy. So these instruments are also perfect satellites. What do I mean? I can work with this instrument at a distance. It can send, it can transmit that energy across the solar system, if you will. So it's free energy with a free infrastructure.
So you, with this, just for people listening, then you don't need wires and stuff like that. It's just, it transmits wirelessly to a certain degree. Well, it does.
Yeah. Yes. And this is what Tesla had demonstrated in both in Colorado Springs and Long Island, New York. He had two towers, scalar energy towers. There were no wires, no satellites, no infrastructure. The towers would simply send out, manifest that energy as needed. And he could pinpoint it. He could actually direct that energy. Well, that's quite fascinating to me.
That is very fascinating. And so this is what, so besides just lighting a light bulb and stuff, can this transmit information, you know, yes, wirelessly? Like what are some of the capabilities just from that before we get into other things?
So in order to prove this to society, I've developed a website where I allow people to experience a scalar energy session. Now, keep in mind, this is not electricity. When I work with people, I work with people by way of their photograph. What do I mean? My photograph is a scalar energy signature. If I place my photograph inside the instrument, my instrument now is deciding upon how I receive that energy. What am I getting at? This is an automatic satellite. This is an inbuilt infrastructure. I don't need to do anything except place my photograph inside that instrument, and the instrument will decide to send energy directly to me. It's in the quantum field. Now, what do I mean by that? If I place my photograph next to that Tesla coil, I can demonstrate this amount of energy entering into me, all by virtue of the fact that I'm in the quantum field. That's a scalar energy force field. So as soon as I place my photograph in the force field, the instrument will find me. The energy will find me. It's an inbuilt infrastructure. You don't need satellites or conduit or relay stations, etc.
I love that. And so when it comes to pick up on your energy imprints and all that from the scale, your own scalar energy and stuff, is it like knowing what you also may need? Because my understanding from energy healing that I went through, like scalar energy is great because it neutralizes things. You know, and so you mind just tapping in? How does that, so sharing more about with the photo, knowing with how to send all that, what is it doing? Right. Those kind of things.
So when people sign up for my program, for 1 hour a day, I work with their photograph by way of a chakra balance. Now consider once again, if that's the amount of energy entering into your chakras in your brain waves, that's a lot of energy. That's a chakra balancing for 1 hour. That's one of the sessions, one of the protocols that I observe. But again, it's done in the quantum field, in the energetic field or the spirit realm. There's no physical matter involved. So it's all informational. I am an informational scientist. I don't work with human biology.
Love that. So how about the skeptics who are saying, well, you're not in person, you're this, how does that work? Yeah. You know, those kind of things.
My photograph is a bilocated version of me. Now we're having a conversation through our computers by way of a video call. Okay. Well, obviously you're not in my computer. I'm not in your computer. We're having a conversation by way of telecommunications. This is scalar communications. So you can do it by a computer in the electromagnetic force field, or you can do it by way of a photograph in the scalar energy force field. It's still an information system. Our Zoom call is an information system. My instrument behind me is an information system. Now, this is the new science. This is a new branch of physics. I'll be the first to say that we have to learn the laws, the principles that undergird this new branch of physics.
I love it. And so when you're using a picture, do you have to use a picture that's current?
No.
No, it can be any picture.
Correct. Why? Because it's your force field. My signature on that photograph stays with me forever. So whether it's my baby picture or a current photograph, it doesn't matter. It's like my DNA. My DNA identifies me. My photograph identifies me.
I ask just because I'm thinking in my head, and this is where my mind goes, it's like, well, if I had a baby picture, if there's things that I had it programmed in my subconscious that created a discord in my energy field, then I can use that scalar. Can I like time travel, go back and forth and heal that stuff kind of too? Or is it more? Oh, go ahead.
I believe so. I believe that's where we're going to this. That I believe we can time travel with this energy. As a matter of fact, I think I'm time traveling right now through my photograph. Because that photograph is 3 or 4 years old. Well, I'm in my present moment, but that photograph still time travels with in conjunction with my energy field. So to answer your question, this is time travel. Tessa proved time travel. And the way you time travel is not through the electromagnetic spectrum, through the scalar energy spectrum. So once we understand this energy, we should be able to program ourselves and regain our youth.
I love it. And I know, there's, I mean, from my background, because there's stuff like timeline therapy healing and all these other things that I've studied and done. And there are, I keep hearing about from the energetic side, like there's going to come a point where we can just, like you were just sharing, like the fountain of youth in a sense, where we can now all of a sudden tap into and learn how to be able to reconstruct, because everything is energy, and be able to allow our bodies to live longer if we want, and to enjoy more experiences in life and get break away from this cycles that we have that we've been experiencing for thousands upon thousands of years in humanity.
No. What are we doing here? What's this all about? It's free energy for the world. First of all, we're in an energy crisis. This type of technology could liberate mankind, providing clean, safe, super abundant free energy from the sun and the stars. And then an application, we could use this for telecommunications, we can use this for anti-gravity, we can use this for quantum health. So it really opens up a new way of living.
But let's get to the other side of things though. A lot of major corporations are going to lose their power and control.
Yes. Let me speak to that. I'm going to repeat what you said. Many corporations, many financial institutions will lose their money and their power. You're absolutely right. And that's the trajectory that we're going on. And because, you can quote me, Victor. Yes.
No, and that's why. And I mean, because I've done my own studies too, where I always got fascinated how Tesla's labs got burned down and all the stuff was taken, or how JP Morgan, you know, back then, and everyone's like, wow, this sounds conspiracy. Like, I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, you can go back and look, it's all out there. You know, and how they were in the oil industry. And so they're like, no, we're pushing this. I mean, didn't he come out? Tesla came out with an electric car. I think it was 1898, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
You're right.
And so he had an electric car in 1890. Henry Ford created a car in early 1900 that ran off hemp oil. And it was J.P. Morgan again who said, either you go and this is the car industry you're going to create, or you're not going to get funded and you'll be destroyed. And Henry Ford, if I remember reading his history, he struggled for quite some time until eventually he came up with the assembly line, and then it changed everything, but it was gasoline-based cars. And he had to pull away from the hemp, which is abundant.
Yep.
So, but if these people because I've even seen like a Tesla coil you can put right here. I live in a subdivision. So you can put a Tesla coil in the subdivision. It can power all the homes here or certain, sure. I forgot how many. But there is that power and control. There's so much money there. Is it, where does that point come? If you don't mind me going down this rabbit hole with you.
No, please.
Where is that point where the power and control is going to come back to the people, where it's going to be like, okay, we're going to use this. This is the freedom. We're going to become that type of society.
You're right.
I mean, I see it happening, and I feel like it will happen in my, you know, in our lifetime at some point. I mean, but at the same token, they have a lot of control and power over things. I mean, what is it? One of the top oil industries just made, what was it, $136 billion in one quarter? I mean, it's more than what – I remember I was reading the list of how many companies don't even get that much. You can add them up, and they don't make that much revenue. What's your theory? How does that look? How does that process go? If you even – you know, just love to pick your brain on that.
Victor, I want you to hold on to this interview and put it in your archives. And in 5 or 10 years, you're going to say, Tom and I discussed this matter, and now it's actually happened. This is unfolded. This technology will change the course of history. Yes, this is a threat to the pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, the telecommunications companies, and on, because on pennies at the dollar, these instruments can accomplish what we're doing now with electromagnetic energy. So, just to be quite candid, you're going to see this will be a political dynamite in the future. That's right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. Yeah, and so I mean, it's just my mind always go back to then the unfolding part of looking at like how is, you know, the process is going to be so interesting on how that leads and unfolds, because once that it's basically, because I remember when I studied scalar energy 14 years ago, it was just like I was like, why is anybody talking about this stuff's amazing? I would use it over chakras and they can neutralize and balance, and I'm like, this is crazy. And then it's like, you know, have the little pendant you can wear, and it's like any EMFs come to you, it'll just neutralize like that. And I'm like, this is the future of something, but it's all that tapping into it. And so is it a Tesla's coil that is what is going to be needed to be done for that? Or is there other things, or, you know, mind diving a little more into like different apparatuses that utilize this?
These are Tesla coils, and I only work with scalar energy. So you can magnify scalar energy with a Tesla coil. You can magnify electricity with a Tesla coil. Why do I like scalar energy? The signal never experiences entropy. It never dies off. It never degrades. So I'm nothing against electricity, but frankly, Victor, it's passé. That was for the previous century. Going into this new era, it's all scalar energy. It's free. It's clean. It's from the sun and the stars. It will not only solve the energy crisis, but it will address the green revolution. There's no chemicals here. There's no pollution whatsoever.
So let's talk electric cars with the Tesla coil. How's that all work, or how's that look?
Yeah, you're right. Going back over 100 years ago, Tesla had a scalar energy car, because he had an antenna on top of the car that captured star energies, sun energy. And I don't think he was plugging it into an outlet. I think he simply was able to power his car directly from the sun. Now, looking at today, we're making these advances with electrical cars. That's great. We still have to consider it's electricity, and there's still degradation to the environment, and we'll still have a finite power source, which is contrary to scalar energy, which is an infinite power supply without any chemicals.
Basically, a scalar running car doesn't need batteries.
That's right.
It just needs the antenna and needs the wiring to connect into the drivetrain so it could run.
Exactly. If you look closely at Tesla's Scalar Energy Tower in Wardenclyffe, New York, on Long Island, there were no wires anywhere in the vicinity of this tower. Now, this is back over 100 years ago. It was country out there. There was no power plants. So what was he doing with a gigantic tower that had a copper dome surmounting on top of this tower? He was capturing the free energy of the universe. There were no moving parts to that tower. Take a good look at the photographs. It was simply a receiver of sun, solar energy, stellar energy. That was a free energy tower.
Love it. And this energy, for people listening, this is always existing. It's always out there. It's always, it just never, would it ever come to an end? Would it ever be an end source?
Yeah. Only if the universe would come to an end. If the sun and the stars would cease to broadcast light, then we would see the demise of the universe. We would see the demise of our civilization, obviously.
That makes sense. So we talked about how this can be used for energy. We talked about in that kind of thing, how it can run homes and power homes. We've talked about even health per se, how it can rebalance things. You said you were talking about chakras and stuff like that. We talked about using it on pictures. Is there something I am missing that with Scalar Energy that you've talked about
solves also? I've developed a very straightforward process, which there's no human reasoning, and I use photographs of microbes. I'm holding up a photograph of the Epstein-Barr virus. I want to be very clear. I don't work on the medical side. I work on the quantum side. If I place this photograph of Epstein-Barr side by side my photograph, there's a sharing of information. The information of Epstein-Barr shares with my information. If I place both photographs in the instrument, then the energy of Epstein-Barr, the energy downloads into my quantum field. Again, it's all non-physical information. In so doing, that instrument will look for Epstein-Barr energetically and break it apart, reduce it to a state of chaos. So what is my point? Without human reasoning, a photograph of a microbe instructs the instrument to look for that microbe in my quantum field, identify it, and eradicate it.
Pretty cool stuff.
It is. And why do I like that, Victor? I don't mean to interrupt. No, I love ahead. That because there's no room for human mistake, human error. It's mistake-proof. A photograph of a microbe downloads into my quantum plane, allowing light, which is fundamental, light to look for Epstein-Barr and eradicate it.
And you sync it with the picture so it knows that this is where you're looking. This is the person you want to have it be worked on so it can find it and create the chaos so it can disrupt it in the body.
Exactly.
If it's there.
Exactly. Now, you can do that with one photograph. You can do that with 20 or 30 photographs. Earlier today, I was working with 500,000 photographs in my laboratory. This instrument can easily work with 3, 4, 5 million photographs a day. That's free quantum help for 5 million people a day.
And for the listeners, I mean, everything, at the end of the day, you've heard me say this before, everything's energy at the end of the day. Every condition, every illness is an energy imprint. All things come from the non-physical to the physical. Yes. So I had a teacher one time, a very gifted energy healer, and he plays with energy in this quantum realm. And one day he was one of his colleagues. They're playing with, was it cerebral palsy or multiple sclerosis or something? Just the energy imprint. And so he downloads it to the guy. The guy ends up having it, and then they had an issue where they couldn't get it off. So he's like, you know what, just go to sleep. It'll reset, because it's not part of you. It'll come off. And he went to sleep, woke up 4 hours later, and he was back to normal. But he couldn't walk for those 4 hours when he had it. But again, I'm only sharing that story because it's one of those things where I could see this is very similar. Is this also very similar? Because I've heard about the healing of quantum beds and stuff
I've
like
heard
that.
I've heard about quantum beds. I don't know, Victor. I've never seen one in operation. But hopefully this technology is valid, and I'll wait.
Yeah, because I'm having a. I mean, if it is, I mean, because again, quantum beds would be like, it's like the movies always dictate. I always say when you see things in the movies, those things already exist to a certain degree. It was in the movie Thor, where his dad is in this bed and it's like rechanneling all his energy. He's almost going to die, and he kept reach from an energetic perspective, is rebalancing everything, and eventually he comes back and he's alive. And some people say, I remember talking about one time, so I was like, that doesn't exist. I was like, if you understand what I've learned and come across in my time, I was like, I would be shocked. It's not something like that already. And so when you're talking about putting a picture and doing this and doing that, I can. That could have probably easily, I better be careful how I say this now, maybe shouldn't even use the word, but something that we just went through 3 years ago, I could see that been beneficial for some people.
Yeah. I'll go on record by saying, during that phase, the pandemic, my family and friends were very healthy. And that's all I'll say. I'll let the audience interpret that.
So, Tom, do you ever do any research on your own, like just compile for fun? I feel like you do, but like just, you know somebody who has this, I'm going to try this out and let's see how it goes. And then you collect your own anecdotal data.
Yeah. Thank you. We've been working with an HIV AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. I'm holding up a photograph of some of the participants in that study. We've worked with over 5,000 people who at one time were HIV positive by way of their photograph. And after working with these people, some of them had follow-up PCR tests. All of their test results show no detectable viral load for HIV. So after working with 5,000 people at one clinic, and everybody's saying that they feel better, that's the most important thing. They're gaining weight. And those who had a follow-up PCR test, polymerase chain reaction test, not one person is showing a viral load. I think that eventually will catch on. I think people will see the merit.
That's pretty cool. So is there anything that it can't, like, I mean, because when I'm thinking of all the usages and based on what I understand about energy and all that,
no.
I don't know where there is that you can't, you know, not like.
It's unlimited. You made a comment. Everything is energy. Why? Energy is fundamental. What is fundamental? What is the first cause? What's the first principle? Energy, light. So nature is dependent upon light. It's the cause and effect. Light, energy, is the cause of everything. Scalar energy is the cause of everything. And if we can control scalar energy, then we can control the outcome. The reason I feel so confident with this instrument that I can control the outcome of Epstein-Barr is because I'm working with a fundamental energy that I can send information into my quantum field. It's not a chemical process. Chemicals are not fundamental. Light is fundamental. I don't work with physical reality. I work with light, which is non-physical. And I can guarantee the outcome because scalar energy controls the outcome.
I love it. So one of the things I do, and I'm big in when I'm my coaching and stuff, is a lot of stuff in the subconscious mind and trying to help people break down the constructs of what they thought is reality and kind of break that down to really create what really is reality for them. How does scalar, can scalar work on that level? I know it could, but I'm just asking to.
Let me say this. When I place somebody's photograph in the instrument, they say that they have a deep dream state, that their dreams are deeper, or that they feel that they're no longer depressed, or they have a sense of euphoria. Well, how is it that scalar energy entering into a person's photograph can change their perspective in life, can change their reality? We call that illumination. Illumination of the soul, illumination of the mind. How do we illuminate? With scalar energy. That's the illumination. Now, if you illuminate the mind, the psyche, change the psychology, this is the pathway of mental health in the future. So you're going to change your reality. This is an uplifting reality. Some people have gone as far as to tell us that they're no longer addicted to cigarettes or drugs because of this. So we change their reality. They change from being dependent upon cigarettes or recreational drugs to being free. So yes, this will change our perspective. This will uplift us. This, I believe, is the tool that we need for mental health moving forward.
I love it. There are so many more things I can ask Tom, but all great things must come to an end at one point. But and you've been so, I love your energy about this and so much more. But how can people connect with you, get to test these things out and so much more?
The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Visit the website. Anybody can sign up for free. We'll work with you for 15 days. You're going to send us your photograph. Again, this is the new science that we work with, the quantum field, the informational field. Scalarlight.com.
I'll have that in the show notes for everybody. I know I'm going to go ahead and set that up. I'd love to see, you know, that whole process and whatnot. But this is great stuff. I mean, Tom, I love what your passion is, energy is, and everything about it. I think this is the part of that new wave that's coming, and it's been resisted. It's been held down for what, over 120 years. So I think it's time that it's its chance to birth. And I appreciate the work you're doing and all that you're doing to share, to help individuals with this, to expose this technology out there, and you know, really get it to be that solving the issues of what we have in humanity.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us, so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.